so cool and calculated. Much ado about nothing, and then Sergey Lavrov just used the hashtag bluff.
Yeah, no, look, firstly, I love how Trump is saying the Europeans are going to pay for all these
things. Yes, yes.
Right? So, so the listeners know, basically, Donald Trump has felt like a jilted lover, that Putin is always promising that he's going to end the war with Ukraine, and after they speak nicely and Putin says, whisper sweet nothing, then gets off the phone, according to Donald Trump, and then bombs Ukraine. Now, Putin has been clear that what his conditions are for peace.
Mm.
And we may agree or disagree with him, but he's been clear. He's been clear that Ukraine cannot join NATO. The areas that that Russia has basically liberated in their mind, or where there are people who are of Russian origin who have been oppressed by the Kremlin, by the Ukrainian government, by the Kiev government, cannot remain, and there must be democratic elections in, will remain on their own. Crimea and the latest one, the Donbass region. Now, he's very clear on that. Those are non-negotiables for him. So any ceasefire must meet those things. So he's very clear on that. And at the same time, you've had Ukraine attack Russia.
Yes.
As well. So in his mind, he said, no, we are basically defending ourselves by attacking. That's the way he would look at it. Now, the interesting thing for me is not just that the Europeans will pay for the weapons and so forth. It's 50 days, 50 days. And that's what Sergey Lavrov is letting you know. What do you think Russia can unleash over 40 days?
And
knowing that, Trump is then saying, look, we're going to give them weapons so they can survive the 50 days.
Mm.
And that is just going to make the war worse, isn't it?
Indeed.
Because you cannot, which Donald Trump, and this is South Africa, has got a lot more experience in it. You cannot bomb people or force people into a peace. They have to want that peace. And from Putin's side, he wants peace as long as those conditions are met. Ukraine says they want peace, but they want their land back in terms of what they regard as their land. And they must be able to be a sovereign state and join NATO, which is a non-negotiable. And this is where this all starts again. So somehow, giving Ukraine weapons doesn't increase the possibility for a ceasefire. Mm. And that is the difficulty Trump has. And remember, you know, the internal works with the external, and the external works with the internal. Right now, Trump is trying to deal with a number of matters internally at home, from the Epstein files to a rising of MAGA because of the Epstein files, of Star Wars saying, we don't want to support you anymore. So one of the things you do is you make certain that you create a distraction. And this may be the distraction. Mm. That's a possibility. You must not rule that out. Because Trump has shown that he's worse than petty. And he's now, how he's going to do this? For example, forget India and whatever. China trades with Russia. He's just struck a deal on the tariffs with China.
Mm.
At the end of those 50 days, is he going to raise China's tariffs by 100% because they trade with Russia?
Mm.
Because this is what he's saying. The second he turns is, if you trade with Russia, we're going to raise you by 100%. Is that doable? In all honesty?
Mm.
So, and this is where it starts. Biden tried the same thing with China on Russia, on those sanctions. And this is where the West, Trump, together with the European Union, have to get used to this. You cannot continuing weaponizing your levers and expect that people will continue to accept that those levers are yours and they won't create alternatives.
Mm. Yeah. Donovan, you mentioned this a couple of times, and it's becoming ominously clearer and clearer that Ukraine is essentially the proxy that Russia has been facing off against NATO all this time. President Vladimir Putin has mentioned this on a significant amount of occasions, and now confirming that more weapons will be sent to Ukraine, and then the tab and the bill, essentially, who is footing the bill? Trump made it very clear, European countries, and he mentioned specific countries. They are essentially paying for it. So that makes sense. It's ominously clearer and clearer.
And the vehicle it goes through is not through those countries, it's through NATO.
Mm.
So it will be NATO-supplied weapons sourced from the United States, paid for by NATO European countries. So, you know, Germany, the UK, etc. Remember, Keir Starmer, and I don't know how he got to that figure, was talking about 5% of GDP will be spent on weapons. Not 1%, 5%. These are all ridiculous notions of trying to reintroduce into industrialization in some way or the other in Europe and to thwart the U.S. But now they're going to do that to arm Ukraine. It's not a good time. Economically speaking, the U.S. is in trouble. They came to some type of agreement with China. That is all in jeopardy now again. So we go back to where we were with Biden and the Secretary of State. And Trump is unraveling. He's both his internal policy and his foreign policy are both unraveling. For how long, we'll see, because it's not just that he's got resilience, et cetera. As we've seen with Iran, they've always got something or the other up their sleeves, and they are using their power. But there's only so many times you can use it. And there's only so much you can do. If the economic indicators and the economic growth that they want, et cetera, in the U.S. doesn't swing around, in about a year, 2 years' time, we will see. Because that's when the Trump term is coming to an end. We will see. It will be in the last year of him. We will see. Because the U.S. economy is not in a good state. It still isn't in a good state. And remember, they still have to rebuild Israel, isn't it, right?
Yes. Plenty of damage there.
Yeah. So when you add all those things, that's why Sergei Lavrov will be quoting Shakespeare and saying much ado about nothing. Because that's why 50 days. It's not 2 weeks. It's 50 days. That's not a short space of time. 50 days in a war is a long time.
Very true. Very true. 50 days, very long period of time. Donovan Williams, international relations expert, Mail and Guardian columnist. Thanks so much as always.